It's amazing what the Democrats are doing in Washington State. They want to take Washington State from a state with the tremendous advantage of having no income tax at all to being the state with the eighth highest income tax in all of the United States, without any regard, it seems, to what that's going to do to the technology economy of the state of Washington. So I thought we'd bring on Washington Senate Republican leader John Braun. Senator, welcome back.
Lars, thanks for having me on.
Why are the Democrats doing this?
Yes, they are. It's absolutely crazy, and it's not just a new income tax. It's a new income tax on already a business occupation tax, a gross margin tax. So the combined will make us one of the top tax locations in the country. In fact, Seattle will be the top tax location in the country, and it's going to drive business out of Washington in droves and going to destroy our economy over time.
Well, and in fact, Governor Ferguson hasn't he already telegraphed that when this hits his desk, he'll immediately sign it?
Yeah, just today he sent out a release saying they've come to an agreement, that they've found the tax relief he was looking for, which is frankly well short of where he set his goals only a few weeks ago. And most of it's not actually tax relief. It's a bunch of funding for the working families tax credit, which by itself is not a bad thing, but does nothing to the enormous impact this is going to have on small and medium-sized businesses that really drive our economy. They're the ones that are paying the bill here, not the so-called millionaire's tax. This is a tax on small and medium-sized businesses that are hard of our economy.
Well, in fact, I saw the construction industry sent out a really important message, Senator Braun, and they suggested, and just to make it simple, they said when you're in the construction business, oftentimes lots and lots of money flows through your company. That doesn't mean you're making lots of money. It just means that when you're building things, you have big budgets, you've got money flowing through the company, you have to pay vendors, you have to pay workers, you have to pay for materials to build buildings. You don't get to keep all that money, but that's going to put some of those businesses you wouldn't have thought of as being millionaire businesses, it's going to put them in a position to have to pay this tax, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. Most of these companies are pass-through, meaning they pay tax on their personal finances for everything that shows an income, even if that income comes out of the company, because it's used for working capital, for capital investments, and especially in construction where they may have a project that goes on multiple years, and maybe they lose money in 1 year and 2 years, get back up, plus a little extra in year three. This bill doesn't allow to carry forward losses. It is really a harmful bill for our businesses, especially small, medium-sized businesses. And I think 50 to 300 employees that really are the heart of Washington's economy when you get right down to it. Those are the folks who are paying the bill. It's going to make them uncompetitive in Washington, especially those that build or provide services out of state. It's going to make it very difficult for them to compete around the country and around the world.
So, Senator, I understand this is what the Democrats do. They like to tax everything in existence, but is there any justification to say the state of Washington has to have all this money and the state and its people are better off if we give them additional billions of dollars?
No, and you're getting right at the heart of the problem. They continue with this tax-first mentality that every problem that comes to Olympia has to be solved with additional taxes. They will not, have not, addressed the spending problem. And here's the thing. Even with this enormous new tax, if they pass it for the second biennium in a second year in a row, we're going to have a huge shortfall because of the way they're budgeting. Again, right now, based on the budget they have in front of us, we're looking at probably close to a $10 billion deficit in the next biennium.
Wouldn't it be smarter to go in and make the cuts now, especially to ongoing programs? I'm not talking about one-time expenditures, but when you hire people into state bureaucracies or into anything that's supported with state dollars, that's an ongoing expense. Wouldn't it make sense to solve that problem first before they decide how much more money they have to have?
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the smart thing to do, because eventually this is all going to come home to roost and we're going to have to pay the bill. It's much better to get after it sooner rather than later.
By the way, Senator, I can hear the urgency in your voice. Are you getting called away to vote? Because if you are, I understand that.
Yeah, I am. Just a moment.
Okay. Sorry about that. Senator John Braun is with me, the Senate Republican leader in Olympia. This is the crazy situation that we're up against, because the Democrats in both Oregon and Washington have decided their solution to anything is not let's find out how to live within our means. Go ahead, Senator.
I'm back. Thanks for the patience.
You took care of that?
Scared. But we're pulling it off together.
Okay. You took care of it, though. Is there any chance of talking sense? I mean, is there even a single Democrat in Olympia who's willing to say this is a crazy thing to do and it's going to damage the state? Anybody?
Yeah, a few. I mean, we fought it hard in the Senate. We found three that came over to our side in the final vote in the House, and we've had longer to fight it. The House Republicans are doing a fantastic job. I think right now, I think they got nine no votes from the Democratic side. They need 10. So it's going to be a fight to the end. I would not count this as a done deed. We're going to keep fighting until they close the place down or until they pass this bill or don't pass the bill, one way or the other, because this is super important for the state of Washington. This is arguably the most important bill we'll see, certainly in my time in Olympia and probably in the last several decades.
I mean, Senator, let me ask you about a more complicated issue about this. But I want people to understand what's going on here. The Democrats are going to base a budget on a tax that they know is almost certain to be taken to court and may well lose, which means they'll be planning to spend money that they don't have. Do I understand that correctly?
That's right. I mean, the way this bill is set up, it doesn't actually bring any money until 2029. But if you look at the way that both the House and the Senate proposed budgets went into conference, both of them spend most of this money years before it's going to come to pass. And as you say, certainly going to have a court challenge, certainly going to go to the ballot in one fashion or another. And I think based on the votes of the people of Washington in the past, there's a very good chance it will get rejected. Now, they're playing games with that, too, trying to keep it from being a referendum. They want it to be an initiative, so it gets a little confusing at the ballot. But I think the voters are not – they're savvy, and they'll get that they – income tax, and they'll vote to take it out.
I mean, wouldn't it be more honest for the legislature to say, we think we need this, we think it's justified, let's put it to the people as a referendum and let them vote on it? Why aren't they willing to do that?
Because they think they'll lose. I mean, even more honest would be just to recognize that this is not allowed by our Constitution, that they don't have two-thirds to change the Constitution, or at least go find two-thirds and put it, again, in front of the voters to decide. Let the voters decide in a clear vote that says, you know, no is no income tax, yes is an income tax, but they know if they do an initiative instead of a referendum, it flips everything and it makes things confusing at the ballot.
See, that's the thing that I think is so dishonest, Senator. And Oregon does the same thing. So both Oregon and Washington will say, we don't want the people to vote on this, the people we allegedly represent, because we're fairly certain the people will say no. Well, if you're fairly certain the people will say no to it, then doesn't that tell you as an alleged representative of the people that you shouldn't be doing it? That is Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader in Olympia.